Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the GNSO New GTLDS Subsequent Rounds Discussion Group call on the 6th of October, 2014. On the call today, we have Michaela Nyland, Thomas Lowenhaupt, Craig Schwartz, Brett Fawcett, Jeffrey Eckhaus, Michelle Sarah King, Sarah Falvey, Mason Cole, Susan Payne, Dietmar Linden, John Nevitt, Adam Torre, Christopher Nemi, Christina Rosette, and Michael Pelage. We have apologies from Pam Little, Phil Corwin, Ron Andruff, and Ayelia Baznikoff. Joining us a little later is Avery Doria. From staff, we have Steve Chan, Lars Hoffman, and myself, Terry Agnew. Joining us right now is Jennifer Wolf. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Brett.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. It's just a week before the ICANN meeting. I thought it was healthy and helpful for us to have a quick call, talk about process and maybe the way forward. As we've done in previous calls, if you're in the Adobe chat, raise your hand if you would like to be recognized for speaking. I heard lots of names on the roll call that are not in the Adobe chat, so I know that some of you may just have to interject, and that's fine too. Ask to get in the queue, and we'll make sure to get you in the queue. As for those of you in the Adobe, you'll see in the right-hand margin the proposed agenda for today. Also, you'll see the date and time of our face-to-face meeting at ICANN 51 in Los Angeles. We're scheduled to meet on Wednesday from 8:30 in the morning until 10:15 local time. So we have just under 2 hours, which I think will be a very helpful session for us. Let's get to it in the agenda item, but I think we're going to be able to have a fair amount of time to work. I hope it's a working meeting and not just a presentation meeting. Anyway, I'll ask for any updates to statements of interest as we do on every call. If anyone has changed positions or have something new to announce, now's the time to announce it. Hearing nothing, we'll move on to our work to date. As those of you who have been involved from the beginning know, this is a discussion group to come up with a possible issues list that we can put through to the GNSO Council for the creation of issue reports. Issue report creation is the first step in the policy development process, and if we do want to change policy for subsequent rounds of new GTLDs, this will be the mechanism by which we do that. It may be possible that after we've reviewed everything, we decide that everything's implementation and there's not much policy, and that we don't want to put through too much to the GNSO Council. But if we do, this is the process to create it. We have asked for, in previous meetings, people to come forward with statements of issues that they would like. We have not tried to edit it down. We also haven't, as a group, as a staff task, asked anyone to create issues themselves. This has really been bottom-up driven. So anything that we have collected to date has come from members of the group or people that members of the group have reached out to. And it's fairly full. As you'll see, we've got, what do you think, Steve? I think we've got about 80 issue submissions to date. It's pretty substantial so far.
Thanks, Brett. This is Steve. Yeah, that sounds about accurate. And I'll actually go ahead and share the active mind map on the screen so people can see it while Brett's talking.
Yeah. So we wanted to collect issues, and then I think at some point right around the LA meeting, I want to try to turn this a bit and move from the collection of issues to the organization of issues, and then to trying to figure out which of these we want to put in an implementation report and which of these we want to pass to the council for possible policy work. So I don't want to lose anything that we've collected here, and what I envision at some point, and I'm open to suggestions about how to do this, as I. There are probably multiple ways to get to the end point, of what the GNSO Council has asked us to do. But I would envision that we would divide, come up with some sort of consensus on what we think is policy work and what we think is implementation work. And then I would hope that we would create two drafting teams, maybe a small drafting team to put together an implementation report that we can put forward to ICANN staff for them to, things for them to take account of as they develop subsequent rounds. And then a small drafting team to work with staff to create the requests for issue reports that will go to the GNSO Council. And again, I think given the fact that we've already got 80-some-odd issues and are still collecting them, I think we may be on track to finish this by the end of this year, which is still my goal. It may not be possible, but I think we should work toward that. So that's where we are. I think we're still in the issue collection phase, and I think we'll continue in that phase probably throughout our work. If anyone is late to the party, I think we'll always add something in. I want everyone to feel like their issue has been heard and accounted for. And that's where we are. So right now, I think it's helpful to see the mind map that Steve Chan from ICANN staff has put together. This is his attempt to try to collect everything that has been submitted from the working group members to date and organize it. And I think one of the things we're going to try to do in Los Angeles is to provide feedback on this and help Steve move things around into areas that make sense, maybe change some of the large categorizations. But this is a draft, and I think our next task is to help Steve refine this and put it in a way that makes the most sense for everyone. So with that as background, I'll let Steve talk through it. And maybe, Steve, you want to talk about, I don't know how you want to do this, but maybe start in the middle and work outwards. I'll let you take it from here.
Thanks, Brett. I guess just a little background on why I thought something like a mind map would be useful. I think it's, and I see a note from Lars that you can't see the document. Let me try to work out the sharing with that. But just to finish my thought, and so I thought that the mind map would be useful in that it would allow people to see where perhaps we're missing issues. And I think that's actually already come in to fruition, as some people noticed that perhaps under the area related to underserved regions, they realize that there's probably a few things that we could include in that section. So I'm hoping that that's what this accomplishes, and that it helps us identify things we've missed, and then also obviously to also organize our thoughts and make sure things are categorized in a logical fashion. I think from where we would probably go forward from this as a suggested approach is as we have these high-level categories, I think those could turn into what Brett was talking about, recommendations basically to the GNSO Council. They could be either, as he said, a policy development process request or an issue report request, that is. Or it could also be, as you also mentioned, something more along the lines of simply things that staff needs to take into account as they implement the subsequent procedures. So I think the way forward that Brett suggested is one way we could do that. We could establish drafting teams to tackle the two separate tracks for those, for all the issues. And I think before we get to that point, though, it might be a good idea, perhaps, maybe in this meeting, to edit this document live, or perhaps more appropriately in the face-to-face meeting where we're all in the same room, and it might be easier there to actually edit the document that I need to figure out how to share properly, because no one can actually see it right now. So let me go ahead and turn that over back to Brett for the moment so I can try to get this shared properly.
Okay, and then maybe it's possible to put a link just to the PDF. I've got the PDF for the most recent draft here on my screen. Michaela, I see your hand raised.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe just post a link to it or post the PDF to the list so we can actually see it. It would be helpful.
That would be helpful. And I think one of the things we'll also try to do before Los Angeles is also make it available in outline form for people who find the mind map hard to parse. I think it's a very helpful way of viewing things, but I think some people may prefer a more conventional, linear, text-based approach. John?
Thanks, Brett. I just want to go back and to something you said, and I guess I'm a little confused about drawing distinctions now on policy versus implementation, in that I'm not sure what we're being asked to implement. I guess my concern is in the prior 2-3 years when we talk about implementation, that seemed to be a staff decision and not a community decision. And at this point, you know, I think it's all policy until we as a community get together and issue some kind of policy directives that staff would then implement. So I think it'd be really difficult at this point to draw a distinction between policy and implementation when there's nothing yet to implement.
I think that's a fair point. As I view this, there will be subsequent rounds. Here's the way I think of the status quo. There will be subsequent rounds, and they will be based on the policy that was developed by the GNSO back in 2008. So if we want a major course correction, it's going to take a policy development effort to do that. Some of the comments, if you look at the mind map, were things like, you know, ICANN staff should be more efficient, too many delays, things like that. I don't know that those kind of comments rise to the level of policy work. And so I didn't want to, and look, if someone thinks that's policy, I don't want to argue that now. But I didn't want to lose those comments, so I wanted to make sure that input got back to ICANN staff, that these are concerns that have been raised. We want you to be cognizant of them, you know, going forward. So that was the distinction I was trying to make right now. What do we actually want to put through the GNSO policy funnel, and what do we want to just take as this is advice to staff that we'd like to have going forward? But, you know, I think that anything that anyone feels very strongly about and the kind of thing that, you know, this must happen next time, I think the only way to guarantee that, the only way to mandate it on the staff implementation project is to put it through the policy ringer and call it policy. I think your comment there is well taken on that point. If we feel very strongly about it and want to mandate it, it needs to go through, I think, the policy funnel. Michaela?
Yeah, thanks, Brett. Michaela, for the record. I just think the assumption that any subsequent rounds would be based on the existing policies is a very dangerous assumption to make. I mean, I think both applicants, registrars, existing registries, and third parties have run into plenty of issues with the current policies. So I think, you know, if there's going to be any subsequent rounds, surely they should be run better with better policies and better processes. Thanks.
Good. I want part of our meeting in Los Angeles to talk about this and to figure out sort of what are we going to do with this big collection of issues. And, you know, one possibility is that we push everything through. We organize it as best we can. If we've got, looks like the current mind map has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 major issues. If we can, if that's what we agree on, then maybe we create 7 different policy development groups. Maybe we decide that that makes no sense, that we just want to have 1 big policy development group and maybe have 7 focuses inside it. There are lots of ways to proceed. I want to dedicate a substantial amount of our time in Los Angeles to talking about that and figuring out how to go to the next stage. Steve, I think the mind map is up there. I don't know. Is there anything else that you'd like to say about it at this point? Oh, I see your hand raised. Go ahead.
Thanks, Brett. This is Steve. I guess what I wanted to bring up is that it's definitely a fair question about how we're going to take this gigantic list and turn it into, and perhaps it is premature about trying to figure out what is policy versus implementation. But as a reminder, one of the things that staff had developed was that issue collection template, which is intended to ask some of the questions that I think might want to consider in how to try to address some of the issues that are brought up by the discussion group. So one of those questions was, and I think you summed it up pretty well about how you might consider something policy in that. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. But answering that template is, I think, maybe going to get us closer to the where we want to go towards the end and understanding where things are supposed to be addressed. So, sorry, that's all I wanted to bring up. Thanks.
Yeah, it's very possible that going back to John's point, that the path that at least I had envisioned that we divide it into policy and implementation is not the path that is not the best path. That maybe everything gets put through to a subsequent policy development group, and we use the work that we've done here in the fall to organize it. I don't have a strong view on this either way. Kateem, I see your hand raised. Go ahead. I can't hear you if you're speaking. Kateem, is that a hand?
Oh, okay, yeah, I do have my hand on, but I didn't have my name called actually to help me start my comments. Can I go ahead now?
Yes, please go ahead now.
Oh, okay, great, thanks. I had my mic muted. Good afternoon, evening, good morning, everyone. I just wanted to suggest, I mean, it's a very good point Brett raised, and I think that's very helpful. And what I would like to suggest to help things forward a little bit is that maybe the onus should be on the people that came up with the suggestions for them to suggest what policy linkages there are, if any, between what they're suggesting. So we can, we can say, okay, this particular issue is related to this policy aspect, and then hopefully they'll be able to help us organize these suggestions into various policy issues for attention by the GNSO. Just to help things move things forward. Thanks.
Good. That's helpful. I know that some of you have not seen the mind map until now. Please, it's been circulated to the list. Steve, do you think we'll go through another version between now and Los Angeles? I know that some submissions have been made to the list in the last few days.
This is Steve. I think so. I've actually already started incorporating some of the comments that were shared to the list, and that's partly why I was trying to share the live version, to show that I started taking those into account. But Adobe Connect foiled that attempt. Thanks.
Okay, great. So there will be another version between now and our Los Angeles meeting. Steve, you think you can get that out maybe before people start flying, maybe like midweek, just whatever the current version is, circulate again?
This is Steve. No problem. We can do that.
Yeah,
sure.
And so look for that sort of midweek before people start coming in. Maybe a helpful thing to be able to read when you're out here, and then we can go through it in more detail in our meeting. Which brings me, I think, to our our next subject. Before I move on, Kateem, is that an old hand or a new hand?
It's a new hand. I was just going to suggest that if we're going to have a new version of the mind map before the LA meeting, it would be helpful to start teasing out the policy implications right now, you know, as we do the next iteration of it.
Good, good. Okay. So,
did you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Hello? Yeah, did you hear me? Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, thinking about next week, we're meeting just over a week.
I was just going to... Did you hear me?
I'm sorry, Kateem. Yeah, I did hear you. Thank you. Thinking about thinking about our next meeting in Los Angeles in just over a week's time, I thought we would give a very brief overview of the purpose of the group and the work to date for those who will be in the room who have not been on our telephone calls and are not working on our mailing list. And I want to keep that, as I said, very brief, probably less than 10 minutes as an introduction to what we're doing. And then I'd like to make it a working session, and I open it up to the group as to how best you would want to use that time. Would you like to break into small drafting teams? Would you like to have a microphone queue with Steve sort of live moving things around on the mind map? Open to suggestions as to how we use our time best next week, if anyone has thoughts or comments on that. Well, you know, seeing no comments, please feel free to, well, let's see, Michaela, go ahead.
Thanks, Michaela, for the record. I mean, bearing in mind, I think, where we're at with this, it might make sense just to kind of thrash out some of the points that have been raised. That might be a good use of time, but as for the actual format, I suspect that's going to depend a lot on who turns up in person. I'm not sure whether I'll be able to turn up in person because my schedule in LA is going to be a mess. Christina can't, and I'm sure there's plenty of other people who are very interested in following these discussions and participating as best they can, but who are being dragged in four different directions at once. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. I know that some... I see from the comments in the chat list that some people who have been important members of the group so far will not be available for our live meeting. So as we've done in the past, I do think that you know, we'll try to keep most of our work online. I would like to have a further conversation to the points that were raised on the call today about what are we going to do next. I'd like to spend some time going over the mind map and going over the issues, but then there's a harder question, I think, as to what to do next. John hinted at it, and I think we should figure out, once we've got this list and we think it's fairly fulsome, and I think we're pretty close to that. I mean, we really got a lot of issues out in a very short amount of time. Maybe we've got 80%, but if we've got 80% in a month and a half, I think that's pretty good work. We'll collect the next 20% over the next month and have a pretty good set of issues, and then what are we going to do? And we really would like to have people think about that between now and the ICANN meeting. Going to Donna's point about how our work fits in with ICANN staff's work, there's going to be a session on Monday afternoon, I believe it's Monday afternoon, also on this, and I think that it's going to have, I'm going to talk about our work, ICANN staff's going to talk about their work, and I think we'll talk a little bit about how all this interrelates. At the end of the day, I think what we are trying to do is create a policy development process that trumps anything that's going on anywhere else. So if the GNSO creates a policy on new GTLDs, that's what gets implemented. That's my view of what our work is. That we, you know, ultimately, if it comes through the GNSO, if it gets a consensus of the GNSO, if it gets passed by the GNSO Council, and we're talking now probably a year and a half down the road, that there's going to be a straight line between that policy and what gets implemented by ICANN, or at least there should be. That's the way it's supposed to work. So. That's the way I see our work. Let's see. So I think that's everything I wanted to cover in advance of our meeting. If there's anything else, I'll give a minute here for people to raise hands or type something into the chat. Otherwise, we'll take everything offline. Susan, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Thanks. Just a quick point. I think it's been really helpful to have captured everyone's views in the manner that they have, certainly as an initial point. But I think obviously as we go through it, we need to take people's particular lens of reference out of the issues, if you know what I mean. I think I've probably been as guilty as anyone in doing this in sort of framing the issues in the manner that I want to see them change. And some of them very much presuppose an outcome which obviously not everyone would agree with, and we'll need to work on just how they're presented.
So Susan, you're fairly faint, but I think your question was about the way that the issues are phrased, and some of them prejudge the outcome and you don't agree with the outcome. Was that the question?
Yeah, it was more of a comment, and what I was saying was, and in fact, I think some of the issues that I raised myself, I probably did the same thing in rather prejudging an outcome, and I think that's fine for the issue capture, but obviously as we work forward, we would need to review that to ensure that we're not prejudging an outcome.
I completely agree, I think that if we decide that an issue needs to go forward to the council, then I would hope that either the original person who submitted it or a small drafting team working behind and sort of cleaning up the issue spotting work that we've done can phrase it in a neutral manner so that, you know, sort of anybody on either side of that would recognize that as an issue that would be fair and something that, you know, they would want to have answered in the policy development process. I do think that's part of the task.
Great. Thanks.
Anyone else? Well, listen. Thank you, everyone. I will a recording of today's meeting will go to the list. We'll also have a summary of the chat. And again, look for the mind map between now and the end of the week. And we'll I hope to see as many of you as possible at the sessions that we have on new GTLDs next week. And again, you know, we'll keep most of the discussion on the list, since I know some people are challenged by these times. Anyway, thank you all for participating, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye. Operator, you can end the recording.